June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
You know, sometimes you see a list and it just makes your blood boil. And that's what happened here this week.
Twice. Shout out to you, Cody Benjamin.
Twice. No, not Cody Benjamin. Some other guy named Brad Crawford. Brad Crawford, don't know him, but he's with CBS Sports.
Boy, it is. CBS is developing a reputation here on this show in our prep.
They put out a list of college football's 25 most dynamic players of the past 25 years. Now, you want to give them the out that they use the word dynamic, and that has a lot of definitions that you could use for it, fine.
Yep.
But I was just like, all right, sure, that piqued my interest. I'll bite. See what we got here. And you know, I wasn't even looking for names. I wasn't looking for a name or two names in particular. I was just seeing what they had. And as I went down the list, I was like, okay. Number one, Reggie Bush. I don't have a problem with it.
He would probably be my one, especially if you focus on the word dynamic.
Yeah, if it's dynamic and it's...
There's no one else you're going to name on this list, in my opinion, where every time they touched it, you felt like you were going to get a Barry Sanders highlight.
That's fair.
And a 60-yard run.
That's
or
fair.
Catch.
And what's the...
It's more than fair. It's brilliant.
What's the window of time on this?
25 years.
25
years.
So we're going back last to the year since 2000.
So this century. Look, I could argue that Travis Hunter, because he played both sides of the ball, would be more dynamic.
Yep.
I could argue that Lamar Jackson. Look, I think Adrian Peterson was factually a better college football player.
But Adrian also was not... But Reggie, I can right now in my head like run a highlight reel of Reggie Bush plays that I remember stand out to me as a kid. But like that damn cutback on the sideline against Fresno State is what I think of when I think of college football highlight.
All right, so it starts off with Reggie Bush. And again, I'm not going to argue that Cam Newton, that maybe the greatest single season. I could argue that one. Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, number three. Lamar.
Vince. Is Cam too high?
So Cam had the 1 year. He had one pop. It was a great year, won a title, but like that was the 1 year. Like, did he have a better college football career than Vince Young? You know, because Vince did it longer.
Yeah.
And again, if you're talking about dynamic, like Cam was awesome. Cam was like also a tank. And so like Cam, I don't think of Cam as just like Vic or anything.
Right.
Like so to me,
right.
I don't know if, again, it depends on how they're talking about dynamic. Right. Dynamic, I think of just like highlight reel stuff. I don't think of Cam with that.
I might put Johnny over Cam.
I wouldn't fight with you on that. So Johnny's three. Lamar Jackson's four. Vince Young is five. Travis Hunter is six.
Vince being disrespected on here?
Again, I think if we're talking about best, maybe. I think of Vince similar to like Cam. Like he was a tank. He was a big guy. And he was a freak athlete in terms of for his size, but I don't think of him as like a whole bunch of super crazy highlight reel stuff.
Travis Hunter six, Adrian Peterson seven. Darren McFadden eight.
God, McFadden was good. He was really good in college.
Devontae Smith nine.
Ooh. Okay.
Tavon Austin 10.
West Virginia.
That's too low. Tavon Austin was Like, that's a highlight reel that inspired a whole generation of high school players who grow up will still reference Tavon Austin in their NFL careers today.
Yeah, KNC did this list the other day with Carter Freeman, and they were like, oh, that West Virginia team. Mm-hmm. That's right, Pat White.
Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu at 11, Pat White at 12, Kyler 13, Devin Hester at 14.
Ooh, Hester was fun.
Saquon.
Where did Hester play?
Miami.
Miami.
Saquon at 15. Crabtree. Christian McCaffrey. Darren Sproles.
What? Why are you making a face?
I don't know what this list is. Like, now you're throwing Crabtree in there. Crabtree was a great player. Like, by, like shout
most
out
dynamic, yeah.
Shout out Carter High. So, I don't know. This seems like they're alternating, like they do on their list sometimes. They're alternating between who was the best and who was this specific niche we're looking for.
Right.
McCaffrey was Carter's big objection on this. Is that Chris McCaffrey should have won the Heisman the year he did not, and Chris McCaffrey should be a lot higher. That was Carter's take.
Yeah, he had the single season record for all-purpose yards. Still holds it. 3864. 3864. Darren Sproles, RG3 at 19.
Who else did you name around McCaffrey? Did we skip over a name?
Crabtree, McCaffrey, Darren Sproles, okay. RG3, Percy Harvin at 20, Clowney at 21.
Percy Harvin, that was your love.
I loved him. Loved him. Denard Robinson at 22. The shoelaces, Michigan. Dalvin Cook, 23. Ted Ginn Jr. and DeAnthony Thomas, 25.
I think we're missing a big name unless I just didn't hear it.
Hey, that's the whole point of this.
And this is the whole point of what they did with the list.
Too. What they did with the list.
Yeah.
Is Tim Tebow canceled?
Oh, like, that's the name you came up
are
with.
Are we not allowed to mention
Tebow wasn't your name?
No. Unless, again, I just didn't hear you list the name. Did you throw RG3 in there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right.
It also, when I first heard this list, I was like, ESPN did this to Tim Tebow, but now this is making, man, the media is so evil. Y'all suck. Y'all really do freaking suck. We try to hold ourselves to a higher standard.
We try to.
Here on the show, but this is a CBS list, and this is their Dallas Cowboy attempt to get all the discussion. Tim Tebow is not on there.
Tim Tebow is not one of the 25 most dynamic players
over Darren Sproles
of the last 25 years.
What a joke.
Is this what we're doing?
Who were the bottom five names?
It was the bottom five were Percy, Clowney, Denard Robinson, Dalvin Cook, Ted Ginn Jr., DeAnthony Thomas.
Dalvin Cook, DeAnthony Thomas.
Is this what we're doing now? Tim Tebow?
Would you put Tebow at one?
Look, he had the best college career I've ever seen. He's the best college player I've ever seen.
He was dynamic.
I mean, he still holds the record. He's the first player to ever rush and pass for 20 touchdowns in the same year. He still holds the record for the most consecutive games with a rushing and passing touchdown. Still holds the record for most total TDs in a season. Still holds the record for the most rushing touchdowns by any position. Like, what are we doing here? That's not your definition of dynamic. I don't know what the hell is. Get a dictionary.
Did they have like an honorable mention and put him there and explain why he was left off?
They had nothing. They went right to the Holmes.com ad.
There's no way that your name is as offensive as Tebow being left off.
Why isn't Vic on?
I think they said it was the final year.
Yeah,
was he 99?
He was 2000. He played in 2000.
Think KNC was saying he didn't qualify.
So, yeah. So what happened is Ed Reed, Michael Vick, they didn't qualify because their careers started before the year 2000. So
they want you to start before 2000? It's not even just you could have played in that generation?
No, you had to start at the year 2000 or later. So that's the reason with Vic.
Yeah. The Tebow thing, I mean, it almost makes the whole thing trash.
It's insane. It is literally insane. Again, I don't care what your definition of dynamic is. When the quarterback also has, like, the most rushing touchdowns of any player in the history of the sport, and holds the record for like the most rushing and passing touchdowns in a single season. You're being just intellectually dishonest here. Admit it, you don't like Tim because of whatever reason.
Or you're trying to get clicks.
Yes.
Because again, dynamic, I can't understand how they're using this term. I went and looked up like a list of, I was like, list of most electric college football players of all time. Because I think electric when I think dynamic. Like I think those are kind of interchangeable the way that I would imagine they're using it. So I start looking at the list and that one of these top 100 lists that shows up, but it's for all time. But some of the names that pop up, and like Zeke had a pretty dynamic career at Ohio State. And he was a big time performer while he was there. Mariota had a pretty big career while he was there at Oregon. I think there's, I don't know why this thing looks so devoid of any sort of receivers too. It's very thin on receivers, but they got guys like Crabtree on there. Crabtree was not like, he was really good. Yeah. He was one of the better players of the last 25 years.
He was no Peter Warwick.
That's right.
My boy.
Peter Warwick would have been on this list if it was before.
He's my all-time favorite college football player.
So good. All right, so that got me riled up, and I was already riled up. Okay? So I saw another list. This one's from ESPN. The top 25 plays of the last 25 years, I guess, because this is the 25th year of the calendar.
Well done.
Year, I guess that's why they're doing these
Way
lists.
Go, Sherlock.
You know, I had to put two and two together here. Okay.
Two and five.
Yeah, just you know, breadcrumbs all over the place. All over the place. I think they did a disservice to Texas and Oklahoma here with this one. So number one on their list was the kick six. That was the Alabama. Auburn's going to win a football game. Auburn's going to win a football game.
I'll never forget where I was for that. That was amazing.
Where were you? You were there. Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
Were you there?
Why would I be there? My son wasn't there at Vanderbilt. No, I was back in Cambridge, Maryland, watching in an apartment.
Oh,
yeah. That was a long time ago.
2013? No, it was 2013.
I mean, I consider that 12 years.
It's a long time.
2013?
Yeah, it was 2013.
The kick six?
Yeah.
Auburn, Alabama, Iron Bowl. Auburn gonna win a football game.
And that's a long time ago, though.
It is.
My mom may have been alive then. I don't
she
even remember.
That was number one. I think Boise doing the Statue of Liberty play
was great.
That should have been number one in my opinion. I'm not gonna split hairs. That play was a great play. The Vince Young game, the final play. That to me, the moment that has to be higher than the kick six, and that has to be higher than the Statue of Liberty play.
But the kick six play was better. The importance. I mean, although there was a lot of importance on the kick six, but we're talking about a national championship.
Yeah, if you want to.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk about impact on the season. Stuff like that. Yeah, the Boise State one. The Boise State one, if we're talking about impact, is number one. Because Boise State, not only just with the play that they did, that changed minds for a lot of people about what Boise State and what smaller schools could do.
No doubt.
And then the Vince one was obviously huge. It was fourth down. It was a big time play. But the kick six in terms of just, oh my gosh, like everybody freaking out and just this electric moment. It's hard to argue against that.
My biggest problem, though, let's go back to 2001. Roy Williams going full Superman over the line of scrimmage and causing the fumble. It was a Teddy Lehman that picked it up. For that to be number nine, that cannot be lower than four. I'm sorry.
Is the LeVar leap above that?
LeVar Arrington?
Yeah.
No, that would have been before.
That was early?
2000.
Too early? Okay.
I'm sorry. You cannot tell me that the Michael Crabtree catch to beat Texas in 2008 was a bigger play than the Roy Williams going full Superman. It's a simple pass pattern. That Roy Williams play was one of the greatest, maybe the greatest defensive play I've ever seen. I think it's better than the Clowney play.
The only thing I wonder here is, did it drop down the list because he forced the fumble on Chris Sims and they knew how inept he was? And they're like, if it was Major Applewhite, maybe. That might have changed it a little bit. I'm looking at the list. Okay, go ahead and go through the list a little more because I got some other
things. Well, a lot of these plays you don't remember, like, Tua's toss against the against Georgia, the championship game, the Appalachian State beat Michigan. So a lot of these are ones you don't remember. I just thought that for, you know, Crabtree being ahead of the Roy Williams one, I thought that was a little crazy.
I mean, the fact that the Bush push is 14, is that feels low in terms of if we're just talking about impact and memory and different things like that. I don't see it on here. Again, if we're talking about a moment that just encapsulates it, it's the very first thing I mentioned at the start of the segment. It's the cutback against Fresno State for the touchdown. That was such a just like, oh my gosh, this guy. That was everywhere the next day. Like, all right, Reggie Bush is real.
All right, a college kegger with RJ Choppy here on DFW Sports Station. We have our final Luke Bryan Tiki giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll go below the belt at 8:40 to put a final bow on Cowboys mini camp on your home of America's team. Let's talk about those Ranger bats. And someone has finally defined the term superstar with the NBA Finals continuing tonight. See if you agree or have a better definition next.
There's a swing and there's a long drive to right field. This one's on its way, and that's a Jimmy Jack for Sam Haggerty. A three-run homer for Haggerty, make it 16-3.
The Hall of Famer Eric Nadell with the call on your home for Rangers baseball. They score 16 in the series again, and now you are facing some bad teams. Start with the White Sox tonight. Take advantage on this radio station. Sean, RJ, and Bobby on 105.3 The Fan. When you look at some of the historical notes, season high in home runs, also season highs in extra base hits, total base. They had 35 total bases in this game and 9 walks on top of it. So they beat up on a pretty decent Minnesota team, but let's have a little fun with this instead of just your normal game recap. Give me the prediction. How will the AL West end up at the end of the year? Right now, the Rangers are in fourth place. It's a tight division, though.
That is a tight division.
Sandler said there's no way the Astros will win it. They are in first.
Yeah, I'm going to say Seattle, Houston, Texas, LA A's.
Yeah.
So you would have the Rangers missing the playoffs. The bats right now are not waking up enough for the second half to go along with this pitching to go on a tear with this 18-game schedule. That's really what I'm trying to gauge here from you all.
I think by the end of this 18-game set.
And then you got to count on the teams ahead of you to maintain or get better or fall off.
Let me look at Houston's schedule real
Texas,
quick.
By the way, is fifth now in the American League. They flipped it. They're fifth in the American League in run differential now.
So,
is that a fluke stat right now today? Because we usually talk about how many games you have to wait and run differential. Yeah. Or do you have to say it only really applies end of season?
No, I think you. This is around the time where you start looking at it and saying this is where it needs to make a difference. And I think
okay, but they're not that would say they have fifth best offense.
No, what it says is just their pitching has been that great, and their offense is finally showing enough of a contribution to say they should be better than 33-36.
So Houston has just gotten done with White Sox, Pirates, Rays, A's.
Oh my!
So they've just gotten done with that. Okay. They had Cleveland thrown in there. So you know, there's obviously a reason why they've kind of come on hot a little bit. I think the Rangers are probably, I would probably still lean towards them right now finishing third in the division ahead of the Angels, but Houston and Seattle 1-2, and who's 1-2 is, I don't know, but I would still say they probably finished third.
Pepe, maybe your number one prediction in morning show history was what you did with the Rangers a few seasons ago, so answer that question.
So I hope Jared Sandler's not listening because I do have the Astros on top of the West again. I think they're the most consistent. I have the Rangers finishing second. Seattle, I'm just not buying them. They blew their chance early on. They had a good 5-6 game lead early on. I know, you know, you can't win a division in April, but you can lose one. And they've lost it here in the last couple months. I have the Angels fourth and then the A's at the bottom at fifth.
The biggest discrepancy right now in Major League Baseball on the Pythagorean win-loss expectation, the biggest negative reversal of the expectation right now is the Rangers. The Rangers are supposed to be about a 38-win team, according to that, and they're at 33. So they've got the most negative flip towards their what they've scored, what they've allowed. They should be about a 38-win team right now.
All right, so that means that, you know, obviously throughout the course of the regular rest of the season, they might win five or more spots ahead of what they should be at just to even that out. It generally all evens out throughout the course of the year.
Which if they were a 38-win team, that would put them tied for basically first. Yeah, they would be behind in the loss column, essentially.
Game four of the NBA Finals is tonight. And, of course, everyone, while talking about Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers, is he a star? Is he a superstar? Is he performing like one? And Magic Johnson, he finally came through with you?
Yeah, this is I often mock Magic. I think his tweets are hilarious because they're just so ChatGPT. And a lot of his takes are usually like, what is he even watching? He nailed this one yesterday. And he was getting a lot of praise for this that I saw to people reacting to it. When Stephen A. Smith and First Take had said, Magic Johnson, how do you define a superstar?
A person who can go on the road and sell the building.
There we go. That's a simple definition.
Simple. I'm going to see that person, right?
So you ain't talking skill on the court. That's it. You talk about
draw,
the box office.
Yeah,
you got to be
Magic box office. Magic's in town. You're going to the game.
Yeah, a superstar got to say, man, or you running home from the office and saying, oh, I got to see him on TV, right? And that's what you, Larry Bird, people running home, right? Charles Barkley, people running home. Shaq, people running home. Kobe, people running home. And then, of course, the greatest that's ever played, Michael Jordan, people going running home to see him, or they're trying their best to get into the arena to see that brother play. That's a superstar who could go on the road and sell the building out.
And that's such a perfect definition to me, because that verbalizes what I've had trouble with describing with Shea. Is Shea's not, nobody's selling out to see Shea on the road.
Right.
And that's why I think I have such hesitancy of why he can't be the face or anything else. Just, he's not. Jokic even will sell out, I feel like, is more of a draw coming into town. It's not to the level of somebody like.
What about Giannis?
I think there was
just
a time.
Just from buying a road ticket.
I think there was a time. I don't know if still currently, but yeah. I think there was a time that, yeah, Giannis was somebody who people were like, I want to go see the Greek.
Like, I love Magic's definition, but I don't know if I'm applying it to Giannis right now. He is a superstar.
Yes, he is.
But to that definition, I agree with you. I'm not there with him right now.
Yeah, There's not enough. That's the problem. There's not enough because the guys that are there, like LeBron does, but he's aging out of the league.
Yeah,
you know Durant, he's aging out of the league.
But again, superstardom is something that's like when Stephen is going, oh, you're not just talking about ability, right? Because ability does not make you a superstar.
Yeah, but the ability, it's a kind of a dumb point from Stephen A. and dumb from you if you're agreeing.
No, no, right I'm saying that's why his point was dumb. Is like Steve is like, you're not including that. No, because that's not what a superstar is. A superstar is not necessarily.
Yeah, but you have
like,
to have the ability for people to want to come see you. So the ability comes with it.
Right. Yeah, it'll naturally come with it. But just having ability is not enough, is what I mean. Is that it's right. There's got to be something on the other side of it.
Perfect example, right? Scottie Scheffler's the best golfer in the world. It's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
I keep saying it, yeah.
As I said.
I don't. He's not my first choice of who I'm following, though. I'm following Jordan Spieth before him. And the reason I followed Jordan before him is Jordan will blow up, and it's entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, Brooks, because I want to see, you know, what it looks like to get your shirt specially made to have smaller sleeves.
Yeah.
I love him. He's my favorite golfer. But there's guys that you follow that are better than the draw, maybe.
Do you?
Of course.
Do you think Ant is a guy who people will pay to see on the road?
I would pay to see him.
I feel like he is, and that's where I think Ant is a good litmus test for. He feels like a superstar to me, but I don't know if people naturally go, "Oh, they're going to buy Wolves tickets." But when I think about it, it's like, yeah, I think if I was going to look for a game to go see with the Mavericks, Mavericks aside, I was just like, who do I want to go see? Ant would be one I'd want to go pay to go see the Timberwolves play.
Yeah, you know the interesting thing about Giannis and Joker, it's more difficult for me to want to pay to go see a guy who doesn't control the ball and the pace of the game. You know, so like I would choose to go see Luka or Ant before I would choose to go see.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Joker or Giannis.
But you would have gone to see Shaq.
I would have gone to see Kobe. Shaq was dominant. He was more dominant than Kobe. But, you know, I was just obsessed with guards.
Man, I don't know. I would think that, like, my earliest memories of basketball are around, like, Penny Hardaway, Shaquille O'Neal, Orlando Magic. And to me, Shaq would have been, like, the guy people were paying to see.
Well, you want to go see a freak.
Yeah.
And someone maybe ripped the backboard down. Adam Silver, the commissioner, what's his?
Commissioner 2.5, because he'll never get to 3 when he counts.
Adam Silver on the criticism over the really bad NBA ratings so far. And why don't you have any NBA Finals decals on the floor?
I've seen some of the chatter on social media around on-court decals. People don't realize they went away a decade ago because there were claims that Kendrick knows some of the players were saying it was slippery when we had the decals on the floor. So we're back to adding them virtually. So those are on. But, you know, it's an interesting time in society. Like, so we have two markets we've all been around for the last week in Oklahoma City and Indianapolis that are completely captured by the finals. I mean, every store you go to, the signage, everyone, look at this concourse here.
Yeah.
Everybody on the streets is wearing the team colors. I mean, and I think I've been doing this for a long time. I don't remember being in two markets where it feels like so dominant to have these games. Then on, as a media matter, it's interesting. Like, people compare us to 20 years ago, but for these games 1 and 2 so far are the highest rated programs in May and June so far on television. And if something beats us, it'll be another sports program. Mm. Back 20 years ago, we often didn't win the night when the finals were on.
Good Lord.
He is.
That's a spin job.
That's a spin job. Yeah,
you didn't win the night because Big Bang Theory was on 20 years ago, and that was... I mean, that was getting a lot of viewers. It was getting 15 million viewers a night.
Yeah.
This is just so much of this is fun.
And then, oh my God, the two cities are really into it. Well, guess what, Dip? So was Arizona and Dallas-Fort Worth for the World Series.
Right, and that drives
the
home
maybe...
The
two cities are really wearing a lot of team gear.
That drives home the point maybe even more that it's a national problem. Like, nationally, people are not engaged because these are community teams where the community is going to be completely bought in. I don't like at the very beginning of that. He's like, well, we fixed the logo thing, right? We threw the decals on there. It's like, you were mocked for that. You didn't even address that. Like, you didn't even say, like, yeah, that was bad. We need to clean that up, make it look. He's just like, yeah, we fixed it. Drop that issue. Now let me tell you why. You guys don't even know why lower ratings are actually better ratings. Let me school you guys.
Look, about the decals. Does it have to be an actual decal? What is the thing at center court anyway? What does the team have at center court? The logo.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you just paint the damn thing? Like, make it part of the floor like the logo is. The Mavericks have like 4 different floors they roll out there. Should every team not just have a floor with a logo on it?
I paid attention to this the other night because of us talking about it, and it did feel like a total... It's like Bobby dressing up with us at a fancy dinner. Mm-hmm. It was a total... Let down, in terms of circumstance.
You're just lipstick on a pig.
But they're not even putting the lipstick on.
No.
There's no lipstick. They're just trotting the pig out there. I was like, this like seems like the regular same old floor.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing on there.
That's a good analogy, though. It is like me, where you guys are like, can you dress up a little bit? And it's like, fine. I come downstairs dressed the same way. You're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not wearing a hat. at least I'm not wearing a hat.
Everyone get ready to wish Bobby Belt a happy birthday. On Sunday, we'll get into that at 9 o'clock during Worst Take. You can say it a little belatedly when we do our Arlington Firehouse tour on Wednesday of next week. We're taking the show on the road.
Yes, we'll be at it's Arlington Firehouse number 1, 401 West Main Street, right near Hurtado.
And did the Knicks get turned down again?
Yeah, they did. Matter of fact, the Knicks got turned down by the Chicago Bulls. And I think teams are actually starting to miss the point here. The Bulls have had, in their last 5 years that Billy Donovan's been there, they've had 4 losing seasons. This is an opportunity for a team to be able to get out of their coach's contract, not have to pay him the buyout. You move on. This is an opportunity, and you get picks to do it. The Chicago Bulls are not winning anything anytime soon. The Atlanta Hawks are not winning anything anytime
soon. Maybe the Knicks have not been engaging in trade. That's Hagelin's theory, that they're like, hey, we want to request a permission, and the follow-up is... What would you give up? And they're like, oh, no, we want to talk.
Well, I guess in the case of Donovan, it's like, if you're considering, now maybe they're not considering firing him, but if you're considering like getting rid of your coach, this is an opportunity for you to get rid of him without having to pay a buyout. Like, the Knicks should take care of that.
The Cowboys are done with football until they arrive in Oxnard, grading the confidence in each position group next. And below
the belt
on the home of the boys after this. The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt. Is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
My belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Are we drinking Kool-Aid or taking truth serum? about these Dallas Cowboys. As they wrapped up minicamp yesterday, they are done with their offseason programmed. They will next be on the football field here in about 6 weeks or so when they are in Oxnard, California for training camp.
Oxnard.
And the Cowboys, as we are going to take a look at each position group and how we feel about where the Cowboys are at right now, stability-wise along the roster. And I think it's important to note really quickly that they worked out a couple of different players yesterday. And this is typically what they do at the end of minicamp. They will either last day of minicamp, day after, or the week after, before the coaches leave for a little bit of a break, they'll take a look at just various players at positions that they feel we need to solidify these before we get into training camp. And so it's usually an indicator of where the coaching staff feels like their positions are questionable. So they worked out two cornerbacks yesterday, two defensive linemen. Then they worked out a veteran offensive tackle, George Fant. And Fant is the one that I think is probably indicative that they have some questions at swing tackle. The defensive lineman that they worked out, they had worked out Perrion Winfrey, formerly from Oklahoma, Devery Levelston. And then the corners they had were Robert Rochelle and Jerry Jacobs, two guys who have come out of the draft in recent years, but have been in the USFL and your UFL, whichever one it is now, and contributed there. So we're going to take a look at the Cowboys position groups, and since I was out at camp and or at mini camp and the OTAs and taking it all in, I did get eyes on some things that would make me feel better about certain situations, but it also maybe placed me too close and made me feel like I might be sipping a little bit of Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. And so you guys, as having just seen the offseason moves, and instead maybe feel like you can sift through what is shady propaganda potentially from excited reporters, you guys can give the perspective of, all right, we're not in it right there. So here's how we're going to grade these things. We're going to look at the position groups and we're going to grade it on, are you excited about this position group? Meaning slam dunk, total confidence, I feel good. Confident, which is probably a little more optimistic, but not necessarily certain. Uncertain, which is just, I have no idea about it. Concerned, or you think they're doomed and you feel certainty that this position's broken unless they change the dynamic up. So let's start here at the quarterback position with a recovering Dak Prescott, the addition of Joe Milton, and Will Greer in the quarterback room. You want to lead us off, Sean?
Yeah, I'll say confident because of the things around Dak. I could have concern because of the injury and the age and all that. I'll say confident because of how I feel about the offensive line and the addition of George Pickens. So, confident.
Chop.
Confident, just the quarterback room you talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Confident. The obviously the issue is like how many games are the others gonna have to play?
Right. Does he stay completely healthy, yeah, or do you need what I think right now would be Will Greer versus potentially Joe Milton, depending on where how far he comes along in terms of the processing and things like that. So which one are you going to settle with?
I would say confident.
Confident. Okay. All right. When it comes to
you,
I
dare you say excited. Come on. Homer it up to start.
Confident. I know I was actually confident or uncertain because I don't know what Dak's health is going to be like. This is a year to like kind of make or break. Does he have a health issue moving forward?
I'm confident for 13 games.
You mentioned the things around him and the addition of George Pickens. This was Dak yesterday talking about his impression of George Pickens to this point.
Yeah, I don't think that's why you should ever really listen to what somebody else says about somebody. I think you should judge everyone but find out for yourself who they are and allow them to reveal them their character to you. The guy's been great. He's been phenomenal. He's a guy that loves football, loves his teammates. He's been excited every day that he's been here. He's been early. So no concerns on the personal matters of GP and anything about it. Just super excited that he's on our team. He's one of us, and he's a brother, and it's just about continuing to grow and making sure that we're putting the best out there, and that's his approach.
Great answer.
Hit it out of the park.
But it doesn't hold a lot of weight. There's been no incompletion that matters. There's been no miscommunication.
None.
There's been no thought in George's mind right now about getting paid.
No sideline issues.
All this sounds all nice and sweet until the bullets are live.
Which is why this does not reflect. This right here does not reflect on we were wrong about George Pickens. This can only be graded on the how is Dak's political game? Is it sharp right now? Is he giving the right answer? Because there's a way to mess up that answer.
Yeah.
And
George could have come in initially. Like, you meet people in life who are immediate jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to find out about them. You know it. So at least George, according to Dak, is checking all the boxes.
All right, we're doing the confidence meter in the Cowboys position groups as they head off to their off-season vacation before training camp here in about 6 weeks in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. Chop, we'll start with you here on the running back group, which is Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. And then behind that, you've got Deuce Vaughn and then the drafted players Jaden Blue and Phil Maffa.
I'm uncertain. And the uncertainty has nothing to do with the running backs. That's to do with the offensive line. I like Jaden Blue. I'm excited about Jaden Blue. I'm excited about seeing what he has. I'm not very excited about Miles Sanders.
Man, Bobby didn't hype you up on Miles Sanders the past 2 weeks?
No. No. You cannot hype me up on a running back on his third team.
Okay.
That means he's been in the league too long.
Sean?
I'm uncertain because I think by the end of the year, Blue will be the best running back on this team. By the end of the year, he might be right away just because he has the freshest leg.
Concerned. I'll be a little more negative. Uncertain is kind of like concerned, but I was really concerned, and I may have even said doomed last year, and Rico finished strong. But I'll go concerned and leaving room to change to uncertain.
Yeah, I would. I'm going to put myself at uncertain right now because, I mean, they got a guy they liked, Blue. I think Sanders is looking good. Brian Schottenheimer had a lot of really high praise for Javonte Williams yesterday in terms of the way he practices. He talked about, thank you for reminding me. He said, I need to ask him. He said, because it's been sticking out to me. I need to ask him who taught him how to practice. Because It's very clear somebody taught him how to handle himself and how to go through certain logistics. So I'm on uncertain, though, but I've trended up a little. I probably was concerned. All right, we are doing the breakdown of the position groups for the Cowboys and the confidence level heading into training camp. I'm going to group together the tight ends and the receivers for pass catchers. So we've got the, obviously, Pickens addition in there. You've got Ferguson, who was down last year, is looking for a bounce back season. Brevin Spanford and Schoonmaker in the tight end room. But you've got all the receivers behind that. Mingo, Tolbert, Turpin, that little collection of guys who were trying to fit in as the two who ended up bumping now for a competition for three. How do you feel, Sean?
Including the tight ends, dragged that down. That was an attempt for you to drag that down a little bit for me. Otherwise, it was going to be easy excitement.
But
I'll keep it at excited. I'm excited for George Pickens. I'm excited to see what Pickens does for Lamb. I'm excited for Turpin because one of the observations yesterday from practice was Brian Schottenheimer playing around with a bunch of different combinations, cross-training. Turpin work at running back. Deuce Vaughn work at receiver. Hunter Lipke work at tight end. So, including the tight ends did not help or excite me, but I'll stay at excited.
Okay, Chop, where do you fall down on this one for the pass catch?
And I was terrified before the move. Doomed. Not doomed. Terrified before the trade.
Before the Pickens trade? I'm pretty excited about it. Pickens is a good player. Obviously, we know what Lamb is. I still think Ferguson is. I'm not worried about last year. I'm not worried about that because Dak wasn't there for half the year, so I don't think you can use any of their numbers. So, yeah, there's excitement. This is still a good offense. Like the idea that this is a bad offense. No. This offense is going to put up 26, 27 a game.
We've heard a lot about scheme changes. Pickens was a big part of the personnel additions. Dak was asked yesterday, all right, outside of scheme, what is your outlook for the personnel changes that have occurred?
The changes we've made, and not just offense, but defense as well, bringing in people. I mean, obviously what George adds really opens up all those other receivers, right? Some of the guys we're just looking for, who's going to be the two? I mean, I think it just gives them a little safety net in the sense to go earn and just to go play free and go make a huge jump. Guys like Mingo and Tolbert and the way the backs have approached this thing, I'm super excited. I mean, I know we've made some changes, as you said, personnel and then the scheme. That'll just come with it. I think Shotty's done a good job with this mini camp of putting guys in the right places, putting guys in space and allowing guys to see how he's going to use them.
And I am, while you three are excited when you include Dak Prescott saying, I'm excited to see it, I'm going to go confident. And even if it was outside, if you took the tight end group away, I would still be confident in the receivers. It's still just, it is a three-receiver league. I don't know what the third receiver is going to look like. And Pickens, does need to show, like, hey, I've got to prove some things here in terms of my stability with the organization. And then we'll do the offensive line here last. We'll pick up with the defense next week. Offensive line, are you excited, Sean Sharif, confident, uncertain, concerned, or they're doomed?
I'm excited, but my second answer would be uncertain. It's easy to say uncertain, but look, man, we got three first-round young picks together in Guyton, Booker, and Smith. That should produce a bunch of stud offensive line play. So I don't know if it's going to work. In a lot of these answers, I would like to be confident above all else. Excitement is nothing certain. Confident has more certainty. But I'm excited, but I'm leaving open a lot of room to be uncertain or concerned if Guyton plays like he did, if Booker has a Guyton-type rookie season, what's going to happen with Steele. There's a lot of question marks, but I'm excited right now because of the pedigree.
Yeah, I'm excited with a dash of concern. Got to have it. Got to have a dash of concern in there because this thing could blow up. But I'm excited because you've got – it's the same formula, essentially, that they used with the previous one. Let's just keep stockpiling first-round draft picks on an offensive line, and let's go. And that's exactly the formula they used for the last 10 years.
Excited. I think both the tackles are going to be a lot better. I think both the tackles are going to be a lot better, and I think that the floor for Tyler Booker is a better player than what Zach Martin was giving you last year.
B-Low.
D-Belt.
With our insider Bobby Belt on the home of the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers. Let's hook you up with an early Father's Day gift, our final Luke Bryan ticket giveaway of the week, and our brand new segment, Worst Take of the Week. Is it the Cooper Flag comparison, Zach Wolchuk, or Peyton Russell, who has no idea what I'm talking about? Worst take after this. He's shaking his head slowly.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.